Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva, and this month I am speaking with Adrian Hurst, ICT leader for English secondary from the Institut International de l'ANSI, IIL. Adrian will be speaking with us about artificial intelligence. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Adrian, what are some main reasons that teachers may benefit from using artificial intelligence in the classroom?
Well, I would say we're still very much in the early stages of exploring the kinds of possibilities that AI is now offering, and looking into how, particularly in that sector, in the education sector, how teachers can benefit from that. And in fact, the entire administration of a school can benefit from that. There are some pretty obvious ones to start with that we're already using. And in fact, we have been for a long time, long before ChatGPT reared its head and everyone said, it's going to take over the world. We've been using AI, in a sense, to improve the way we function, from administrative tasks to using things such as a spell checker. You wouldn't consider the spell checker in Word to be AI, but it is augmenting your performance, if you like. Then anyone who's seen YouTube has probably heard of Grammarly. Is Grammarly an AI? It's intervening, it's altering and updating what we do. So, and now if a student says to me right now, that's about where the line is drawn. If they put their extended essay through ChatGPT and say, make me sound smarter, that would not be considered okay, unless the student admits to doing it and then and literally cites ChatGPT as a resource. So there's lots and lots of ways that staff and students can use that. But essentially, at the moment, I think the most interesting areas that we can rely upon straight away are to reduce the legwork from teachers and allowing them then to do what they do best. So teaching and supporting pupils in a human way, while having a little bit less admin perhaps to go through, giving some of the rote tasks such as perhaps marking work, not interpreting that grade, but actually just doing the grading itself. That can be passed over to AI.
So maybe a bit of a cheeky question, but could artificial intelligence replace teachers? I mean, I did hear you refer to being able to support the human function of teaching, but is there a risk?
I think, in a word, no. Although to unpack that, the answer is they can dramatically improve the way teachers can function, probably not replace them entirely, certainly not yet. Who knows in 100 years' time. One of the things that the AI can really do, which teachers simply cannot, is to monitor individually every single student all of the time. I would love to say that I can tell you exactly what every child in my class has done for the entire 45 minutes, but I would be lying. So we have to generalize. We put people into working groups, and therefore the suggestions I'm making for the individual progress of that one student are quite difficult to really have a clear image of at any given time. Now, AI can do that. So one of our goals in education has always been to differentiate the learning, so it adapts and applies directly to every student, and to personalize that journey in itself. So AI is a great help there, but would it replace a teacher and have for a student to simply interact with a machine, even if that machine looks and acts in a very human way? I don't think so, certainly not yet.
Okay, so we continue to have humans involved with other humans. Thank you very much, Adrian. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.